Hello, I'm Warwick Ashford with a roundup of IT news highlights brought to you by Computer Weekly. First, a countdown of the past week's five most popular stories on computerweekly.com. At number 5, global skill shortage continues to drive up IT salaries. At number 4, half of school children use Facebook during lessons, study says. At number 3, NHS IT scheme spends £1.5 billion less than expected. At number 2, budget blow for new data centers. And in top spot, hackers attempt to spread malware via Trend Micro website. And in that story, hackers attempted to spread malware via the website of security firm Trend Micro by trying to alter a number of web pages on the firm's Japanese and English language websites on Sunday the 9th of March, using a malicious iframe exploit that could deliver a Trojan horse onto users' computers. And now for a look at some of the top news stories to be featured in the next edition of Computer Weekly magazine. John Paul Kamath reports that users of IBM's WebSphere and NetCommerce products have been urged to check that the supplier will protect them from patent lawsuits by third-party software developers. The alert came after an IBM customer filed a £3 million lawsuit against IBM for allegedly selling its software which infringed the patents of two other software suppliers. John Paul, what's the basis of the legal complaint?
A company in the US is suing IBM because it bought software from them. After it bought software from IBM, it was subsequently sued by two other companies who said that the software they were using actually infringed on their patents. So it's a bit sort of incestuous when it comes to software licenses and software patenting. But the interesting thing in this case is that the third-party software developers have gone after the customer and not IBM. The customer is saying that IBM knew its software infringed on their patents before it sold them the software, and that it actually offered to protect them and pay their legal fees in the event that they were sued. They're alleging that IBM didn't do any of this, and now they're seeking damages.
And what should UK companies using the same software do?
The advice that we've received from analysts has suggested that UK customers need to get in touch with IBM to find out if they are in fact using the piece of software or the software components or the technology components, rather, that are in dispute here, and what, if any, protection IBM actually affords them.
Rebecca Thompson reports that deadline-driven project work and stressed-out managers are taking their toll on IT workers across the UK, with nearly two-thirds claiming to have been bullied, according to trade union Unite. A survey of 860 IT professionals showed 65% believed they had been bullied at work, and 22% had taken time off work because of stress caused by bullying. Carrie Cooper, professor of organisational psychology and health at the University of Lancaster, says most bullying is not malicious, but the result of managers being overloaded and being unable to cope. Rebecca, what advice does the trade union give to help IT professionals deal with bullying?
They suggest, first of all, speaking to colleagues to see if they're experiencing the same thing. There's also the possibility of putting in a collective complaint in that case as well. They say that you should keep a log of all bullying instances and try not to be alone with the person who's bullying you to attempt to get witnesses to any instances of it. You should also tell the manager or whoever it is what effect their behaviour is having, and if nothing changes, then you need to report it to human resources.
Also in the latest edition of Computer Weekly, Tony Collins reports that prison service staff are trying to correct errors in a database of more than 80,000 prisoners after it emerged that thousands of records were found to be wrong or incomplete. Ian Grant reports that plans to create a national police unit to fight high-tech crime were dealt a blow after the Home Office said it was unable to find £1.3 million to fund the unit. And there's a report from me about Nationwide Building Society's selection of the latest version of SAP's banking platform as the technology core of its £300 million business transformation project. You can find these stories and more IT-related news in the latest edition of Computer Weekly magazine or online at computerweekly.com. And that's it for this week's roundup of IT news highlights from Computer Weekly.